Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight we're continuing our theme of Christmas stories. I've always loved Christmas stories from the time I was a small girl and have never outgrown the joy of reading them. Now that I'm writing them, I'm able to experience that joy on a whole new level and share it with readers. And we're going to talk about that tonight, but first I want to introduce Lisa Watson, who's joining me tonight. A native of Washington, Lisa. Lisa's a native of Washington, D.C., and she writes multicultural novels in the contemporary romantic suspense and sweet romance genre. And since our theme is Christmas stories, I thought we'd focus on those because you certainly do write those. Lisa writes sweet romances, A Heart for Christmas and Two Hearts for Christmas, our book one and book two in the Love at Christmas Time series. A Fiancé for Christmas is book one in the A Man for Every Occasion series. So you have a lot of experience writing about Christmas stories and series, and I'm so excited that you're here tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Deborah. It's really kind of fun, considering that we're kind of like on sister shows. It's kind of neat to come over to your show every now and then and vice versa and get a chance to kind of hang out and chat with you.
It is. We're doing our own thing over there. We get to listen, but it's much more fun to be able to chat together.
Absolutely.
So you've written a whole series of Christmas stories, and you've been writing them much longer than I have. I only have just two, and they came out last year. So I wanted to know, is it a challenge to come up with new ideas for Christmas books in your series, and how do you tie yours together?
Well, I actually am kind of new at writing Christmas stories as well. I mean, the first ones I believe came out maybe like 1 or 2 years ago, and so I just kind of decided one Christmas that I was going to write a Christmas novel, a little novella, and I was going to publish it, and literally I published it at midnight on Christmas morning is when I published my first novella, A Heart for Christmas. So that was my Christmas gift to myself, was finishing the novella and actually publishing it. So I did that, and it was really fun. And so I always get all, you know, crazy and sappy around the Christmas holidays, and I just love all things Christmas. And so I kind of start looking like maybe around Thanksgiving, I start kind of checking out the Hallmark Channel to kind of look for the Christmas shows. And my daughter and I start like December 1st, and we are just all about Christmas the whole month of December. So, I mean, the tree's up, the inflatables are out in the backyard. And so I'm just really having a good time and enjoying Christmas. And so the one thing that, you know, ties my novellas together are the fact that they're sweet romances. So it was actually the first time I had written a sweet romance as well. So that was a new experience for me, because most of the time I write contemporary romance, you know, not real heavy on the sex scenes or anything, but, you know, a little heat here and there. And so this was like completely me writing a sweet romance, completely clean. Anybody can read it. And so that was fun for me. And so the whole writing Christmas stories and putting them out around Christmas time was kind of starting to get to be a thing with me. So I'm pretty happy about it. And so as far as the A Heart for Christmas and Two Hearts for Christmas, that's actually about the same family, the Darcy family, and it takes place near Asheville, North Carolina, at a Christmas tree farm. So I really went crazy sappy on all the Christmas stuff in that one, you know, the sleigh rides, the Christmas trees, the decorations, the cocoa, you know. And so it was fun. It was a nice thing to do. And A Fiancé for Christmas is my A Man for Every Occasion series. And so that was basically me writing a Christmas story and kind of paying homage to my daughter, Alyssa. So she's her name is in the book. And so that was kind of fun for her to kind of be able to see, oh, hey, look, it's me. And she's like, can you put Zayn in there? Because she's big on One Direction, and Zayn Malik is her favorite. So I didn't put him in that one, but he is in one of my summer series, a little short story that I wrote for summer.
So are you coming out with more books in your Christmas series, or are you almost done?
I am smack dab way, way behind. I am smack dab in the middle of a Christmas story as we speak, so it probably won't be out for Christmas. So I will have that available for next Christmas. It's called The Queen of Christmas. And so that centers around a radio talk show host, Jules Maxwell. And so she loves all things Christmas. And, I mean, her talk show, she gets for the whole month of December to focus on nothing but Christmas stories. And she really gets this whole small town in Virginia. She gets the whole town just behind her with the whole Christmas thing, and everybody's wearing the ugly Christmas sweaters and just doing all things Christmas, and she really loves it, and they all love it. And so she meets Kane, who is coming to visit his godfather to kind of help him out because he's been kind of ailing and he's alone and a widower. So he kind of comes to town to help him. And so he's not really into the whole big Christmas brouhaha. So he kind of meets Jules, and he's not a bah humbug, but he's kind of like, you know, he could take it or leave it. And so she has to, you know, kind of convince him with the help of the fellow, you know, people of her town to kind of embrace Christmas and get a little bit more of that Christmas spirit. So that's the story I'm working on right now. I have a weird sense of humor, so I may put that out as Christmas in July or something like that. You never know.
Well, you know, I already can relate to your heroine because I just, you know, started my radio show in March with Entertainment here on Book Life, and so this was our first Christmas season, and I kicked it off with the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. We did a show that Gayla and I chatted about my love of Christmas stories, and she talked about books that she was excited about that were Christmas stories, and that kicked off the whole month of December, all Christmas stories. And we'll be doing that again.
Which is pretty cool, actually. That's a great concept, by the way. I saw that. I'm like, okay, now that is pretty cool.
a lot of fun. So we'll do that again next year. So definitely next year I'm going to have you and Sheila on and maybe even a few others. So we'll see what we can do within that first week when we kick it off. And we'll have a month-long Christmas every
we'll have a Christmas party on the air.
That's right. That'll be fun. All right.
Now, you know, you did something recently that I thought was pretty cool. You had a super successful Facebook event where you did a whole Elf on the Shelf thing. So talk to me a little bit about that, because I literally up until last year just was clueless about this whole Elf on the Shelf thing, you know, and a friend of mine was talking about, you know, he had an Elf on the Shelf and he kind of put it around, you know, for his little daughter and stuff like that. I'm like, Elf on the Shelf, what is that? But that's like a serious phenomenon now. So talk to me and listeners a little bit about that.
Well, it started. Elves on shelves have been around for a while. You can find antique ones, but the phenomenon that we're familiar with today started in 2004 when two authors, Carol, I believe her name is Abersold, and her daughter, Chandra Bell, wrote a book called Elf, the Elf on a Shelf. And it came with a book, and it came with an elf. And so it's been around for a while, but it has been spreading. And then in 2011, there was even an animated TV show. And in 2012, the Elf and Macy's Day Parade float in 2012. So a lot of people have seen this elf, and so it just has spread and spread. But now the thing is, you can find pictures of this elf being posed all over the internet, and some of them are funny and some of them are creepy, and there's all sorts of, it gets very involved. And the elves even have clothing and accessories and pets that
yes.
you can buy. So
yes.
It's taken off. And
I saw that on your Facebook event, because I kind of popped in every so often just to, you know, kind of check and follow along. And it was just amazing, the stuff that people had these elves doing.
Oh,
I mean, it was just everything from, like, Star Wars to cowboy elf to G.I. Joe elf. I mean, it was just unbelievable what these elves could get into.
It really was. I was even surprised, because I'm writing the Christmas story I'm working on has a creepy elf in it. And it's romantic suspense, and it's set in the Pocono Mountains at Christmas. It has a creepy elf. The heroine has to take pictures of this elf and send them to, she's house sitting. She has to send them to the owner of the house to get a contest, this online contest where the prize is $5,000 for these pictures, you know, best picture type of thing. So she's having to take pictures of this elf, and she finds it creepy. So that's what started me all on this whole elf thing. And my personal assistant and I, we were chatting about this, and she actually came up with the idea for the party. And I was even surprised with the games and things, because I said, I'm just going to let you run with this. You surprised me. So I had as much fun as the readers did. And we're going to do that again next year, too. So by then, the book will be out.
That is awesome.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just really, really neat.
Was fun. Okay, so now Christmas stories. Now here we are, we're writing them and we're in the Christmas season, but what some people don't know is that sometimes we end up, if we're on contract especially, writing them in the heat of August. I had to write two of them in August in Memphis, and it was just hot, as you can imagine. So I was playing Christmas music, you know, trying to think cool, snowy thoughts. Have you had that happen too?
Well, I know the last novella I wrote for Christmas, A Fiancé for Christmas, I kind of started that probably in early fall. And as you know, I kind of started with a what-if question. Sometimes I do that. So I sat down and I was thinking about it, and, you know, because I had to start way in advance because I love to procrastinate sometimes. So I started out with a question, you know, of what would be an interesting a theme for a story. And I started with, how do you work in the Christmas industry and not love Christmas? And so that was the question I posed. And so that kind of turned into A Fiancé for Christmas, where my main character, Alyssa, she it's not that she dislikes this time of the year, but for her, it's a painful reminder of her losing her father. So the Christmas just isn't the same for her. Family gatherings aren't the same. The holiday isn't the same because she really was close with her dad, and she did a lot of this stuff with him, and she really enjoyed it. And so she's working in the Christmas industry in, like, research and development for one of the biggest Christmas decoration companies in her town. And so she's trying to kind of do her job, which is all things Christmas, and kind of not be bah humbug about it. And so what happens is she comes across Niles Hawthorne, who is actually the son of the Hawthorne and Ray, which is the name of the company. So he's one of the sons, and he works there. And she actually works for his brother. And they have a real strict policy about no fraternization, ironclad rule, no employees dating. And so they kind of start off where they're associates, and then they have to work together. And they find that they really have a lot in common. And so that's kind of how that story that's the gist of that story. So it was kind of, I did all the things you did. I kind of, you know, thought about Hallmark movies and listened to Christmas things. And, I mean, it wasn't too hard for me to get in the frame of mind of Christmas because, you know, I love Christmas and I love Christmas romances. So it was really easy to kind of get into that mindset to be able to write it early.
All right. Lisa, give us your website really quick.
My website is www.lisawatson.com.
Awesome. I wish we had more time. And I want to thank you for joining me here tonight to chat about all the things we love about Christmas. So
thanks for having me.
And I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season full of good books and all good things. And invite you to join me next Tuesday, December 27th, when Vijaya Sharth will be joining me to chat about medieval romance. So tune in every week at 8:30 Eastern for Book Light, where we shine a light on good books. And good night.
Good night, Deborah.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.